We have a head coach of the Columbus Crew here this evening. Can you please raise your hand if you'd like to get us started? Eduardo will help me over here, and here we go.
Coach, especially in the first half, there felt like there were moments where you guys slowed down the tempo, took your time a little more often than you see in normal matches. Can you just talk about that tactic and why in this type of format it's important to slow down the tempo a little?
Well, this is the way we want to play. We had the opportunity to do it today because it was a good exercise for the players to recognize when we are to slow down the tempo, like you said, and but with a purpose. Not slow down just to slow down to play in between or to play around or to play in behind. And we like to do it also during all the games, but today was a bit better. So this is the way we play. Yeah.
And the back line with the team and John and Yevon, it felt like they really in the first half got some good blocks, kept Schulte from having to make the save. Just your thoughts on the defense, especially in the first half today.
No, they did a good job. All the team, to be honest, because. Yes, I made a few changes, but again, the way we defended was really interesting. The front line and also the goalkeeper. So again, this desire to compete, I like it. You know, so yes, with the ball, but also without the ball, we have to be we have to make plays like this. So we conceded at the end the goal and ball. We could have done better on this one. But again, defensively, yes, we were in control with the game, and we made a play when it was a good moment. So good for them.
Hi, coach. Congrats
Hi.
For advance to the next round.
Thank you.
You played last Saturday with just 2 days for rest. You played today, and now you're playing again next Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
How is the physical condition for the players? Are you worried? They talk to you about it? I mean, because the calendar is really tight right now.
Yeah.
What is the physical condition for the players right now? Thank you.
No, listen, when we saw the schedule during the preseason, we say, wow, it's going to be a mini games. But the idea is to manage the team with that. That's why I did a few rotation today, and I was able to start players and to sub also other players. So now we're gonna have an extra day to before we play against the New York Red Bull. So it's all about the last 2 weeks. Have been regeneration and 20 minutes of practice and we go. So we know that it was the plan, and we prepare for that. And now we're gonna prepare New York in three days.
Coach, this past weekend we saw a little bit of Derek Jones and what he could do. Today he gets his first start, a lot more time to show the fans and what he's made of. What do you think about his performance today?
I'm really happy. He deserves it. You know, he was patient, and also we were confident with the staff to put him because he has a desire to improve all the time and to understand what we want to do, knowing that he has a different profile. And for me, I was really happy because he had a good performance. Yes. But also he was able also to put himself in different situation, you know, and he was able to find a way to keep the rhythm and also to stop the play when it was the good moment. So good for him. He deserved it. It's going to be a good start for him, and we'll see after that. But I'm happy.
You guys move into the quarterfinals. Just what are you telling your team about the mentality focus of not looking ahead to another Eastern Conference semi matchup like last year against Orlando?
Mm-hmm.
Just the mentality of not looking ahead now that this round of matchups is over.
Yeah, you know me a bit. The most important is the next game for the moment, and after New York Red Bull, we're gonna have a normal week for 2 weeks. So it's gonna be good for everyone to rest mentally, physically, yes, but also mentally, because to be able to repeat and to compete every 3 days like this is difficult, we know that. But we have the final round, I would say, against New York, and after that it's going to be two normal weeks. And when the game of the Champions League will come back, so we're going to be ready for that. But for the moment, it's a step by step. The player deserves that.
Coach, it looked like the timing was getting better there between Hinostroza and Cucho and Christian. Can you talk about the progression of Hinostroza?
Yes, he has something. You know, he didn't unlock again, you know, what he can do. But because this game is all about, you know, try to unbalance the opposition, you know, try to disguise the opposition to speed up the play. Now he has to size up the moment when to do it and size up the moment when he has to keep the ball and pass the ball. And yeah, I wanted to give him minutes to give him this possibility to express himself. So he was close to do something good. I put him also in the middle position as a forward to give him the freedom also to play, to make the run, and also to combine with the other guy. So again, this is a good start, but we know that he can do better. He knows that also. But the idea is to give him confidence for the future.
Last one from me, Coach. You have all these depth pieces now. Were you happy with the way some of them have performed?
Yes, again, this is a young season, you know, this is only the beginning, but this is what I wanted, you know, to have players from last year, because they came in the middle of the year, so they were able to understand what we want to do. So Sheba, he had a good performance. This is not the only one that he had. And again, I was able to rest a few players, and the way I see it is try to get players, try to give the possibility for a few players to play, you know, when they cannot play enough. But they have a really good spirit, and for me this is the most important, because they know their role. The role is clear. They can have 20 minutes or 95 minutes, but they have to help us to finish the game or to start the game. So I'm pleased for the moment with that, yes.
You've talked about how the game is going to dictate how you sub, even with the congested schedule.
Yeah.
After Cucho's goal, how did that change your game plan with the substitutions and just overall your game?
No, we wanted around 60 minutes to do a few changes. So yes, we scored. So it was we stick to the plan, I would say. After that, the idea was to give also more minutes to a few players, but we conceded a goal, so that's why I didn't use all the sub, and I wanted to do it, but the game dictated the situation. The last 5 minutes, I was a bit not upset, but we could have done better on this one, you know. So what we thought, this is what we did, and a few players didn't come in, like Rudy, and so this is good. This is good. I was able to manage the team a bit with that.
And it's no secret that Cucho's role really changed last season once Lucas departed. Now that he's getting a full season as your guys' leading scorer, what do you think the limit is for him? What do you think he can achieve?
Well, he has many things that he has to improve. Today he played in a different role. He was more between the lines. So this is the next evolution for him. He can play as a forward, he can play as a winger, he can play also as a number 10, sorry. So this is the evolution for him, and he could have scored 6 goals, he scored only 2 or something like that. So again, there is he's getting better, and he knows that he has certain things that he has to improve, and that's why he's good, because he knows that. And he wants to do more, he wants to do more, he wants to do more. So this is good for us, and this is good for him.
In the back, yeah. What is the sense of satisfaction like when you take a team's best shot and still find a way through to advance?
Really pleased, because we control the game. I really enjoy to see my team control the game against a team that Houston, they like to combine, they like to do short passes and to get in behind. And we were able to be good with that. And that's why I'm really pleased the way we did it, because this is not easy to play against them. So we controlled the game. We were able to score maybe more goals. But I like the way we played, so I'm pleased with that.
Thank you.